Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Multi-Level Mondays. My name is Blair, and we've got another MLM to check out today, and this one is in a particularly hated field of mine and one that's very popular for MLMs, and that's dietary supplements. There always seems to be this ridiculous set of claims revolving around these types of companies about how their products will cure you of everything and anything under the sun, and you'll lose over a pound a day with their supplements, and they'll, you know, cure your cancer and your kid's autism, and you guys get the picture. It's not feasible is the answer. But today we're going to take a look at another company called Isagenics and see if they, you know, fall into the same traps, which, judging by the fact that they're an MLM, I'm not entirely hopeful. So with that being said, let's get right into the episode and see the good and the bad of this MLM. Isagenics is, of course, an MLM, and it's actually fairly new compared to some of the other ones we've covered. They were founded in 2002 by Jim and Kathy Coover, who, according to the Isagenics website, understand the powerful dynamic between economic success and personal well-being. And this just sounds like a very fancy way of saying they know that health and wellness products can make them a buttload of money. Now, I did a little bit of digging, and to no one's surprise, Kathy and Jim are both former Hunbots themselves. Kathy joined a nutritional MLM called PrimeQuest in 1992, had 10 separate diamond legs, as she calls them, or aka downlines, and her husband Jim co-founded the Cambridge Diet, which she calls one of the fastest growing MLMs in history, though of course she has no source for this, and to be honest, I couldn't find a source to verify that either. I have no idea why she would be proud of something like this, because the Cambridge Diet has been cited as a horrible plan for long-term weight loss and it only gives temporary results, but, you know, sure, that's something to be proud of, I suppose. So you can tell that this is gonna go really well. Now, of course, this is not the only shady part of their history. In fact, it's far from it. The fucking hilarious moment is when Kathy says she started working for the tax people in another MLM. As she states, and I quote, "I would have stayed with the company if they hadn't been shut down by the government." Just brilliant. Just, no? We don't see anything wrong with that? Okay. So not only has she worked for an MLM, but an MLM that was shut down. She claims it's because she thought the government didn't like us informing other people of all the tax deductions you're entitled to when you have a home-based business. Like, really, Kathy? Is that what you think? And that's fine if she thinks that, but from the research I actually found, they were shut down for being an illegal pyramid scheme. So this kind of delusion is, you know, it's a bad look. But that's who we're working with today on this new MLM. So I won't go on anymore about those companies because we're here for Isagenics today after all. But, you know, Kathy is most certainly an advocate for pyramid schemes and most certainly doesn't want to believe that's why the other company got shut down. But okay. Moving on to their Wikipedia, Isagenics apparently had 200,000 active MLM distributors in 2013. However, when I follow the source for that, there's an error message. It still takes me to the company website though, so I'm kind of inclined to believe that this is something they might have done, even if their website can't confirm it anymore. Now, I wanted to see if they were still growing, so I went to their Fast Facts page to find out more, and it says they have 425,000 customers, but nearly 700 employees worldwide. And that is a far cry from 200,000, though it might just be their corporate numbers. I kept investigating and found that in their 2018 income disclosures, they had 78,000 independent distributors. So from 2013 to 2018, either this MLM lost well over half its workforce, or they stretched their numbers in 2013, or Wikipedia is citing an Isagenics page that never existed in the first place. I'm inclined to believe they're actually losing Hunbots because literally like five other websites also use the 200,000 employee figure. Regardless, we're not off to the greatest start in terms of honesty here. In 2018, they reported they had a $1.6 billion GDP impact on the economy, which includes how much they paid employees, their revenue, all that good stuff. They claimed that they had $958 million in revenue, which was a $34 million increase from their previous year. However, Business from Home shows their revenue actually dropping 23% from 2018 to 2019 and shows further evidence the company is on the decline. Now, this doesn't mean they'll be gone in a couple years entirely, but hey, a loss for an MLM is a gain for society. Before I dove into their products, I wanted to see a little bit more about how Isagenix works, so I watched one of their videos titled, well, How Isagenix Works. And around 25 seconds in, I was just laughing a little too hard. Their representatives or actor or whoever they have, she says, I could go on and on about the science that goes into our products, but it boils down to this. The best of Western nutrition, protein pacing, intermittent fasting, and Eastern wisdom. So, okay, here's the thing. First of all, I actually would like to hear about the science and the products. Thank you for asking. I understand this is a commercial, but there's usually a reason when MLM dietary supplements sort of skim past the whole science part of it. It's because there typically isn't actual science behind their products, their research is minimal at best, or their secret sauce, as they actually call it, is basic gloop that you can find anywhere. They even go on to say how intermittent fasting is proven by science when research has shown a gigantic variety of results from fasting, and studies have suggested it may not actually be sustainable long term. If they say it preserves muscle mass, burns fat, improves appetite management, increases mental clarity, you name it, like, that sounds pretty cool and all, but healthharvard.edu has published two separate articles on the topic, and both have conflicting opinions. I wouldn't say it definitely works or doesn't, it just depends on what your doctor recommends for you, and I absolutely wouldn't tell someone else to try this and promise them a whole host of benefits. So maybe Isagenix shouldn't give these black and white statements, like, just saying. Now, I realize I'm getting just a bit ahead of myself here, so let's take a step back and take a look at their products, and we'll start analyzing what's actually in them. Under their weight loss products, there's an everyday shake pack where I could start by building my system, and it is really, really fucking expensive to do so. It's over $200. So, is there gold in this or something? Is it made with diamond dust? Well, guess what? I can't tell. I don't know how much of this product I get or what it's made of because the website just straight up doesn't tell me, and I'm not kidding. And that's a huge red flag for me as a consumer, because if you're so proud of your products, then why do you have to make it difficult for me to figure out what's actually in them? As it turns out, if you're building a pack of your, like, building a system button thing, there's no ingredient list there either. You've got to go to the individual products to see what's in them. So I get why that may not be a big deal to everyone, but when you're advertising something like weight loss, I think transparency is extremely important. When I did finally find the ingredients on the individual shake page, they were pretty underwhelming to say the least. Their Dutch chocolate flavor, for example, has exclusive whey protein concentrate, milk protein concentrate, cocoa powder, soluble vegetable fiber, sunflower oil powder, medium chain triglyceride oil powder, cellulose, molasses powder, honey powder, xanthan gum, chia seed powder, natural flavors, ionic alfalfa, stem and leaf extract, vegetable extract blend, sea salt, stevia, lead extract, and cinnamon. They call it a superior and crave-worthy flavor, and I mean, it better be superior at $60 for 14 servings. Obviously, we have seen this before. There are much cheaper products available on the market. GNC had one that was $45 for 21 servings, and that's all about whey protein. Websites like Pure Formulas have even cheaper ones. It seems everyone just has more competitive options in more than one way, not just the finances. The Isagenix website says it's all about that protein, but only has 24 grams of protein per serving, when the GNC one has 25 grams of protein, so, like, they're even beat out on that too, not just the price. That alone, though, doesn't make it a bad product. It just makes them overpriced and not really better than anyone else on the market. They've also got Isagenix Kids products, which that leaves a really bad taste in my mouth. I automatically do not trust any MLMs that is totally fine with advertising their weight loss products to or for kids. And big surprise here, it's got essential oils too. It's like the best of both worlds over here. Overpriced scientific supplements and oils that justify huns who don't want to believe in science. They even have an essential oil they call a daily immune support blend named Defense Shield, which has me pissed off already. How can you claim to be all about science and then do this shit on your same website? Like, seriously. Their little commercial for this is also super cringeworthy, and it has someone saying how, if you look at the oils they put together, they know what they're doing. I recommend you take this water. You can also put it in a shake. And, well, would you look at that? When you pause the video at about 37 seconds into it, there's a little blurb that appears, these statements appearing in this video have not been evaluated by the FDA. Isagenix's products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So here's the tea, right? If your products aren't intended to prevent disease, stop fucking calling it Defense Shield or an immune support blend. Just stop. The same blurb is at the bottom of the product page too, and it makes me just, I can't explain how fucking annoying, like, it just blows my mind. Isagenix can put whatever the hell they want in a little bottle. I honestly don't care. But calling it Defense Shield and making claims about it giving you an immune boost in that video is extremely deceptive. All that's in that little bottle, by the way, is lemon, frankincense, eucalyptus, rosemary, clove, and cinnamon bark. None of those things are worth paying a $40 price tag for if they're really, you know, scientifically based at all. So why the fuck would they sell products like this that just aren't even scientifically proven? Before I get into the legal bullshit with lead and like actual lead is in their products, like let's get into the science or the lack thereof. One of the most notable people that spoke out against Isagenix was physician Harriet Hill, who explained that Isagenix studies were not convincing. Like, I think we know by now when something doesn't sound quite right. MLMs generally have patterns, and as the saying goes, if something is too good to be true, it probably is. I know just looking at their Defense Shield essential oil that it's absolute bullshit, but I don't want you guys to rely on me saying that. That would be hypocritical if I did. It's important to get the facts and to do your research and approach topics with an unbiased, logical-based argument. So let me go ahead and do what Isagenix clearly did not really want anyone to do before purchasing that product, and that is the research. And let's take a look at what Dr. Harriet Hall had to say. I went through the website and watched the promotional videos. There's so much to criticize that I hardly know where to start. It's all misinformation, unsupported claims, testimonials, and money-making ploys. I couldn't find a critique of Isagenix on the web, but that's not surprising. No serious medical scientist would take it seriously enough to bother about it. It's basically all been done before. It's just a slightly new wrinkle on an old scam. The claims on the Isagenix website are a mishra of pseudoscience, myth, misrepresentation, and outright lies. For example, Americans are sicker than ever before. Toxicity accounts for most diseases. The body protects itself from toxins by coating them with fat, causing obesity. The truth, some toxins are soluble in fat and can be taken into existing fat cells, but no new fat cells are created. The internal organs become clogged and deteriorate if you don't cleanse. Nutrients that cleanse, revitalize, rejuvenate, what does this even mean? The human body needs cleansing like air conditioners that need filters changed and car engines that need oil changes. This is nonsense. The human body cannot be compared to a machine. It is a living, self-regulating organism that does its own maintenance. They engage in scaremongering about toxins, but provide no data to show that the tiny amounts we ingest lead to any significant adverse health effects. There is absolutely no rationale for the particular combination of ingredients in their products. They have lots of different products and have included just about every nutrient and herbal remedy in existence, 242 of them. Some of these we know to be useless, some are potentially harmful, and we have no idea how the particular ingredients in the mixtures might interact for better or for worse. They advertise no caffeine added for a product that contains green tea. Green tea contains caffeine. They repeat the tired old myth that our food isn't as nutritious as in the good old days. They put digestive enzymes in their products to help you assimilate them, not realizing that orally ingested digestive enzymes are themselves digested in the stomach before they can do anything. They say that their electrolytes ignite the body's electrical system. I have no idea what this means, and it certainly is not scientific terminology. I think you get the point here, and I could go on and on and on, but needless to say, Dr. Hall addressed a ton of their products, called them out for their scam, and said what their products were, in short, baseless hope. However, the comments on this post were absolutely fucking insane, and I can't begin to tell you how ridiculous some of them were. A few of them were, well, it just worked for me, or I made money selling it. Dr. Hall found the whole event so strange that she even wrote an article called Defending Isagenix, a Case Study in Flawed Thinking, and called those people out for their emotional reactions without addressing a single point she made. I can sit here and say Isagenix products are bullshit and overpriced all day and all night long. However, their claims are unfounded. But I wouldn't expect a single person to believe me or listen to me if I didn't have science or evidence backing up those claims. But when an actual doctor, a physician, takes the time to explain the dangers of believing in isogenics, it's stupid for someone to dismiss her because they simply don't want to listen. I won't go too deep into that follow-up article, really. It is in my sources below and on sciencebasedmedicine.org, so you are more than welcome to take a look at it. It is very interesting, but it mostly focuses on the comments. Here are a couple highlights, though. The greatest number of comments were testimonials. I took it and I lost weight. They claimed not just weight loss, but a variety of improvements. It allegedly cured fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, and hemorrhoids. It facilitated getting off sleeping pills and caffeine, balanced brain chemistry. What does that mean? Improved focus and mental clarity, allowed running longer marathons with less fatigue, saved a failing marriage, stopped irritability and crankiness, kept arm from getting sore after pitching, made my son interact appropriately with peers, take care of himself and want to be hugged and kissed, and I made money selling it. The plural of anecdote is not data. Two commenters appropriately objected to all this testimonial evidence. They pointed out that testimonials are unreliable and subject to post hoc ergo propter hoc errors, and that "it all works for me" comments can be attributed to low calorie diet and exercise, and that the testimonials are almost exclusively from people who are selling the product. Several people claimed we need nutritional supplements because the ground has been depleted of nutrients. One commenter questions whether I really am a doctor and says I have a small brain and a big mouth. I only write to feed my ego. I shouldn't make comments without doing any research. I should try it myself. Other comments read, "A conspiracy of J.D. Rockefeller is behind the pharmaceutical industry. Many prescriptions are made from manipulation of petroleum." And I think you guys get the picture here. Isogenics people are apparently, like, they're off the rocker. They're fucking crazy. Again, if you want to know more and read more of these insane comments, feel free to check out that article. Dr. Hall said her favorite insult was one that read, "Dr. Harriet Hall is a refrigerator with a head." And on one hand, yes, that's absolutely fucking hilarious, and I want to borrow that insult the next time someone pisses me off. But on the other hand, it's an absolutely pathetic response to someone trying to disprove dangerous claims and bring actual scientific data to the table. Thankfully, Dr. Hall didn't let the really weird insults deter her and continued to debunk isogenics in 2011, including their scientific studies they funded. Her conclusion was this: "The results are uninterpretable. This study does nothing to suggest that the isogenic system has any advantage over other calorie-restricted diets. Neither does it tell us anything about the possible benefits of intermittent fasting. And the study is not an important first step to understanding the underlying mechanisms that mediate cardioprotective effects of this novel diet, since it has not been established that there are any cardioprotective effects to understand." Dr. Hall is, however, just one doctor. So rather than only quote her, I figured I'd keep looking and see what others had to say about isogenics. And yeah, it's not going to get better from here. One paper on Academia said that soy lectin was an ingredient in their Isolene chocolate peanut crunch bar. It's apparently in hundreds of processed foods, but the manufacturing process is typically confined to unfermented sources because it's quicker and cheaper to make. Unfermented soy has been linked to digestive distress, immune system breakdown, PMS, endometriosis, reproductive problems for men and women, allergies, ADD and ADHD, higher risk of heart disease and cancer, malnutrition, and loss of libido. To put it simply, fermented soy may be fit for human consumption. Unfermented soy, though, not so much. As for isogenics' response when asked to address all of this, they simply said that lectin is essential to every cell in the bodies of plants and animals. So yes, lectin and soy lectin are two different things. So guess that's just something they'd rather not talk about. They also promote agave syrup, which is extremely high in fructose. It's sweeter than glucose and used to improve the taste of their products. But that much fructose is also more readily turned into fat. It doesn't stimulate insulin secretion, nor enhance leptin production, which is thought to be involved in appetite regulation. That sure throws the appetite regulation claims out the window, doesn't it? Isogenics just says it's a natural fruit sugar that has been much maligned in the media, and yeah, a whole bunch of misinformation and not addressing concerns. Again, there's issues with literally dozens of their other products, and seriously, the list goes on and on and on, and not once does Isogenics seem to care about the actual science behind these statements. Australia's leading consumer advocacy group, Choice, also took issue with Isogenics, and here's what they said. There's no shortage of people happy to sing the praises of the program. When we asked people to contact us with their Isagenics experiences, many said they'd lost weight and had never felt better. However, according to the accredited practicing dietitian and nutritionist Dr. Alan Barclay, this has more to do with weight loss than anything unique to Isagenics. People often feel euphoric when they consume low kilojoule meal replacements due to the rapid weight loss. Losing weight can provide you with the sensation of having more energy because you have less weight to carry around. It's very subjective, though. Dr. Tim Crow, accredited practicing dietitian, says the cost of the products is high, particularly in comparison with real food and similar supplements available in chemists and supermarkets. There's nothing new here, he says. It's a supplement diet that is basically very low calorie, and these have been around for years. Later, when talking about other products, Choi states, there is a scarce scientific evidence that essential oils can assist with weight loss. While the consumption and use of some oils can cause skin and mucosal irritation, burns, nausea, vomiting, seizures, allergic reactions, and even organ failure. Poison centers and government health departments often have information about essential oils and the risk. Western Australia's Department of Health's Essential Oils Health Warning Fact Sheet states that essential oils are not safe to consume and can cause significant poisoning even if small amounts are ingested. And again, this is nothing new here. We've seen supplements crop up so much over the years because of how poorly the vitamins and supplements industry is regulated. And that is its own video with its own rabbit hole, but we'll get to that one day, but today is not that day. We're focusing on Isagenics. So in the meantime, before there is this, you know, fantastic revolution of regulation, MLMs are going to take advantage of this industry, and they most certainly are. If something makes a lot of money, it can be cheap to make, and there's a huge demand for it, like makeup, essential oils, and supplements especially, you know there's going to be a dozen MLMs jumping on that bandwagon. Choice even goes into the dangers of the MLM aspect of the products a bit, and here's what it says about that. Catherine Vickers from Queensland says she had a health professional try to sell her the products. The physiotherapist she was seeing for a back problem suggested she use Isagenics to lose weight and change her life. Says Catherine, I told him I wasn't interested, but despite that, he keeps emailing me all the information and doing the hard sell. When Choice contacted Isagenics Australia, a spokesperson said that the company prohibits associates, who are independent contractors, from providing false or misleading information about the products or business opportunities, and that it routinely monitors improper claims as well as providing training sessions. We do not authorize any medical claims or advice with respect to our products, says the spokesperson. As if that wasn't bad enough, though, these products aren't just useless or potentially harmful. They have actually been proven to have harmful ingredients in the lawsuit we're about to get into. Back in 2012, the Environmental Research Center, a California nonprofit corporation, sued Isagenics for having lead in their products without any warning whatsoever. On page 2, under section 1.5, here's what the lawsuit says. ERC's notices of violation and the complaint allege that the use of the covered products, the Isagenics products they listed above, exposed persons in California to lead without first providing clear and reasonable warnings in violation of California Health and Safety Code 25249.6. Isagenics denies all material allegations contained in the notices of violation and complaint and specifically denies that the covered products require a Proposition 65 warning or otherwise caused harm to any person. And in case you aren't as baffled and furious as I am, here's what that means. The ERC just said, hey, look, can you kind of tell your consumers that there's lead in your products? We're not even saying you have to stop selling it if it's within the legal limits, but can you kind of tell your people? And Isagenics responded and said, no, we don't want to. So yeah, that's it. Isagenics thinks they are above the law, apparently. I don't know how these companies continue to run, but this should be shut them down worthy, in my opinion. Now, a judgment was handed down in 2013, apparently, though they must have kept this pretty quiet because there isn't much information to show on how that went. One can only hope it did go poorly for them, however. But if you're still not convinced that this is an absolute garbage company, let's go over the rest of their lawsuits, because of course, there's more than one. Also in 2012, Nature's Pure Body Institute and Incubation, two California-based companies owned by Ken Wright, sued Isagenics for intentionally interfering and destroying their competing diet supplement business. Wright and his companies assert they created a line of products bearing the brand name Dr. Bill Wheeler's Gold Standard Protein and held the commercial rights, trained Wheeler to be the public face and spokesperson of the product line, and invested years of labor and funds building up the Dr. Wheeler line of diet products. The products included weight loss meal replacements such as shake mixes and cleansing products. Wright asserts that despite knowing Wheeler has under contract with Wright's companies, Isagenics hired him as its chief science spokesperson, then used its MLM muscle to force a termination of the contract and pressure Wright's companies to shut down their product line so that Wheeler could not be seen on infomercials endorsing competing products. Isagenics has denied the allegations and filed cross-claims alleging violation of its rights to the Dr. Bill Wheeler name. I don't really know what Wright was selling here and if these products were better or worse than Isagenics. For all I know, his gold standard protein was made with lead too. But that's not the point. If Isagenics did really copy his gold standard product to make their classic shakes, then they don't have a right to be in business. After all this, websites that endorse MLM say how Isagenics is really as amazing as it sounds and they're not a scam. Yet they even admit they've had a host of lawsuits under their belt. Hell, they don't even make mention of the informal settlement Isagenics had with the National Labor Board. Who the hell even knows what happened over there? I sure as hell don't. Then again, in 2016, Isagenics found themselves in yet another legal battle over stealing a trademark phrase, lean for life. From what I can tell on legal, this one was dismissed, though when I was looking into their legal past, I found yet another interesting bit of history. This year, Isagenics is suing Modere, a different health MLM, for supposedly stealing their Hunbots. It sounds like Isagenics is using this as an excuse to explain their 23% loss we mentioned earlier. Frankly, they're both MLMs. Trade and poach Hunbots all you want amongst yourselves. I don't care. Even if this isn't happening, I can't be sympathetic towards Modere because, you know, they're an MLM too. Although Isagenics has been losing people recently, thank God, make no mistake, they're still a gigantic multi-billion dollar corporation. They may have had scandals, like having one of their lean bars affected by a salmonella recall, but they've also been involved with Bill Andrews in a line of anti-aging products. This year, they've also acquired Zija International, an MLM from Utah with plant-based products. I'm pretty sure the recent acquisition is to make up for their loss in numbers, but if that actually works and they end up on the rise again, then we'll see more people buying from desperate Huns that don't really care or don't even know maybe what's even in the products they're peddling. Now, when I use Zija's URL listed in the Wikipedia page, it leads straight to Isagenics, and judging from what I've read, yeah, they'll fit right in. Anyway, speaking of those Hunbots, we've got to get into those numbers before ending this today because this has absolutely gone on long enough. According to Isagenics' own income disclosures, 99.7% of their Huns earned less than full-time income, and it looks like 79% earned zero commission whatsoever. 10.5% earned less than $254 annually, and 8.2% earned between $255 and $2,821. And the rest, that little measly 2.3% at the very top of the pyramid, earned more than $2,800. And I can't say I'm really surprised. We all kind of saw this coming. But seriously, if you look at any MLM content I've ever made, you know the drill, and these kind of statistics and numbers are unfortunately quite standard. Isagenics is just a terrible company. There's not a single redeeming quality about them. Even with MLMs, I try to give them a fair chance, like if they've done something good, which is quite rare, I will mention it, but Isagenics has unfortunately been disgusting since day one because of the foundation they were built on. They are a company that is seemingly okay with stealing, having harmful products, being overpriced as hell, and sold by people who attack science and refuse to look at data when it's presented to them. With that being said, that's where I'm going to end today's episode of Multilevel Mondays. I hope you enjoyed going down the rabbit hole a little bit with me and taking a look at Isagenics. If you did, make sure you're following this podcast so that you are always caught up every single time I upload a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you want to connect with me outside of the podcast, links for everything will be in the description box area somewhere. But thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. Love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.